It's a familiar narrative in the dating scene. You've been seeing someone for a while now. You enjoy spending time together and getting to know each other. Things seem to be moving in the right direction. But when you try to define the relationship in any way, the mood changes. The person you're seeing becomes evasive and less responsive to your texts. If you try to make future plans, they dodge the subject. Ever happened to you? According to a recent article in the Huffington Post, when the person you're dating says they have a fear of commitment, well, believe them. So, yeah, this is... I hate to fit into the gender roles this time, but... I mean, sometimes it happens to men, sometimes it happens to women, but my girlfriends have been talking to me about this a bit more. So, yeah, when the other party says, yeah, I have commitment issues... What does that mean?
Well, according to a certified psychologist on the Huffington Post, if someone brings up their commitment issues, they're probably uncomfortable with intimacy. And they're probably also uncomfortable with how fast things are moving in the relationship. Maybe they like you, or maybe they even love you, but they're concerned that they will not be able to meet your needs and expectations for commitment. And sometimes this is rooted in a number of different fears, beliefs, or negative experiences a person has had in romance or family life, you know, such as parents having a divorce when they were really young. And it's also important to remember that not everyone's end game is a committed monogamous relationship. And it could also mean that people have fears about being stuck or suffocated in a relationship, or that they're indecisive, or they're just polyamorous and have difficulty in monogamy. Mm-hmm. And for those who are not aware of polyamorous, which is something I had to look up myself, it's noting or relating to polyamory, or the practice of condition of participating simultaneously in one or more serious romantic or sexual relationship with the knowledge and consent of all partners.
Mm. Oh. Knowledge and consent is the key word here.
In other words, this guy or this girl
is cheating.
Well, cheating, I mean, if you're not in a technical relationship, then it's not cheating now, is it?
Oh,
well,
see,
then you have to define the
relationship. And what is
terms.
Dating? Yeah, okay, this is really interesting, actually, because different people have different understanding. And apparently, some people think that, okay, and this is maybe more of a Western thing. Correct me if I'm wrong, Tony. When we say that we're dating, then it's an open thing that supposedly you can be seeing a few people at the same time.
Oh, a few. And, how many?
Well, depends on how many you want, Limey. And you're not deemed as a cheater or a bad person. But in other minds of people, then dating is already exclusive, that you have to be seeing just one person. You can't be... In Chinese, we say that you have... one foot on different foot on different boats. Yeah.
Yeah. You have basically you have your feet on two boats.
Boats.
Or your finger in many pies.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Bad. Yeah. Well, so there's
problem. There's no how would you say it's undefined, and you know there's a bit of leeway there for someone who is indecisive in a relationship and they have the desire to see more than one person. And so, yes, I hate to say this, but there was at some point in my life, I also had this phenomenon where I would just, you know, things were inconclusive. And I actually liked it that way, because in that way I could, see whoever I wanted to, you know, find the person that was best for me. But obviously on the other end, if the person is not really clear, you know, for different cultural reasons, it's a bit difficult for them to understand. And so sometimes you have some problems. So, you know, it's very important for, you know, both people to at least be in accord with what's going on. But a lot of times it's, you know, it's typically there's some long-term or intimate relationship that brings up fear. It's you're afraid. A lot of times these individuals have had some situations in the past where they were in love with someone, mm-hmm. and things didn't work out. And so a lot of times they are afraid that if they give themselves completely and wholly into this relationship, you know, they haven't had a good track record yet. Mm-hmm. So this is, it's more of a defense mechanism to, you know, protect themselves from getting hurt again.
Well, you're being very forgiving. I have a totally different perspective on whoever claims to have commitment issues. Because unless you're dating some people who is really sophisticated and reflective in terms of their personalities, otherwise they wouldn't even know that they have commitment issues. And when they say they have commitment issues, this is just an excuse. Mm. And to quote a very famous TV or film, the title of that film or TV, he's just not that into you.
Or she's not that into you.
I remember that movie.
Yeah, that makes some sense, I suppose.
I see what you mean. You know, if it's definitely a psychological issue where sometimes you're not aware of the issue, and sometimes you are, and sometimes you're battling it, and sometimes you're not battling it, and sometimes it is an excuse or a cop out to not get too deep into a relationship, because perhaps this person is not really someone that you can see yourself being with, but for the moment it's fun. There's definitely a physical attraction, but beyond that, there's nothing in your mind. But of course, expressing that to your partner is a bit too much. So a lot of times people like to, and that's where the avoidance comes in, where we, you know, don't want to really talk about things because I'm going to have to break your heart and I don't want to do that.
Oh. That's the thing that I find that, man, can't you just grow a pair? Sometimes it's like, yeah, the guy just does not want to be the bad guy when you're doing a bad deed. But you want to appear to be the good guy. Well, in fact is, I want to have a relationship with you that is deep. I don't want a long-term thing with you. That's the fact. But without saying it and just saying that, oh, I have commitment issues, then that's like getting out of the car, get out of jail free card. And yes, okay, when man or woman, you get this from your partner or whoever you're dating, that's saying, I'm a bad man. I'm a bad person. And I'm not, relationships hurt me and I don't deal with it right. Or I have commitment issues. And when the other person hears that, yeah, some people actually fall for that, because the bad boy, he's already declared that he's a bad boy. Then if you go along, then you know what you're getting into is assumed.
That's right.
And if this person who's going along with this, if you don't protect yourself mentally or in some way, then you're bound to be hurt, I guess.
And sometimes that's a strategy as well, because a lot of I'm a man, so I can only speak for men, but a lot of times men will play on the nurturing, you know, aspect of a woman, and that sometimes they will try to fix someone up, or they find that there's some areas that this person needs to improve, and they will work on trying to build this person or help them. And so a lot of times they will take a lot of abuse and infidelity in the pursuit of trying to make this person better. It's like a fixer-upper, so to speak. So a lot of times they will stay with this person and deal with it to try to help them, when the other person actually knows, is aware of it, and is kind of taking advantage of the person. So it's something that you definitely have to keep in mind, that it sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes it's a strategy that some bad men like to use.
I think this is where men and women in general think differently. I think as a man, I'm not sure I represent the whole entire species, but certainly in my case, I tend to be very stingy about the relationship that I'm going into. I think of a relationship as a joint venture, and in order for the joint venture to succeed, it's important that you have the right partner to play with. I mean, when you're partnering up with someone that's financially, let's say, in a figurative way, let's say when you partner up with a company that's financially struggling, then perhaps the odds of a joint venture succeeding is very slim. Likewise, when you're dating someone who's claimed that they have commitment issues, regardless whatever reason behind that, I mean, I think maybe that's a problem you would like to fix. Otherwise, without fixing it, there's no going forward.
The foundation is shaky, crumbling.
Well, you mentioned that this is, you're looking, it's a joint venture. So typically when you do a joint venture for business, it's on the assumption that both of you want success.
Yeah.
And so, but I think for some of these individuals, not all of them, but I feel a large majority of them who come into a relationship saying that they have commitment issues, it's almost a way of keeping their foot in the door. That way the door doesn't close.
It is as if the company says we have problem honoring our deal.
Right, exactly.
So do you want to still partner up with them?
Yeah, so yeah. Please sign the contract if you're okay with these conditions. And most people, you know, will not do it, but sometimes you have some individuals that think that, oh, well, perhaps, again, like I mentioned earlier, just helping someone or just being head over heels attracted to the person, you'll deal with some of these things. And but yeah, I think that some people go into relationships with this idea that they want to play around and they're not serious. And, you know, and that could be a reflection of what they've gone through in the past. And they have trouble trusting people. And so they don't rely on anyone and they tend to be very independent and self-sufficient because, again, they don't want someone to really take so much of a hold on their life because mm-hmm. they're worried that this person is going to let them down at some point, as this person did in the past.
Mm-hmm. Or this person's going to let down the other person because maybe the other person who wants to go into a relationship and has these high expectations about what the couple life should be. And then this so-called commitment, this person who's got commitment issues would maybe just feel the difficulty of achieving that goal or to put it bluntly, don't want to work that hard or change that much. So yeah, I mean, this comes down for me to an earlier question that we kind of touched upon. That is this just a way to say that I want to be tied down, but I kind of want to have fun with you? And the other person, are you willing to honor this or not? And if you do, well, you're bound to lose because you're playing with unfair rules of one playbook. And is this what you want? Is this what you want? If not, don't suppress yourself. Kick him out of the door or leave that woman. There's a whole forest out there. Why is this tree worth all your love if that person wouldn't even give you commitment?
I think there's a lot of factors that play in here. And sometimes I think that sometimes these people who are, you know, have this avoidant, you know, relationship lifestyle, they're afraid. And a lot of times I think that they need counseling, and a lot of times they need to actually talk about what's bothering them and what's keeping them from getting closer and intimate. And if they're not willing to do that, then that is a big sign for people to kind of bow out of the relationship. Yeah. Because there's not going to be much progress there. And so, you know, there's apparently three different types of attachment types, according to a psychiatrist, a neuroscientist from the Huffington Post. And there's the secure attachment type. And these are the people who are warm and loving and comfortable, and they're not worried about getting close. They speak about, you know, pretty much everything that's on their mind, where they're going, and, you know, and they include you in their future. And then you have the anxious attachment type. And these are people who, you know, crave intimacy but require more reassurance. And they tend to be a lot more jealous, and they want to know where you're going and, you know, who you're doing it with. And it's just really, you know, it can be sometimes a bit over the top. And then, of course, the one that we mentioned earlier, the avoidant, you know, attachment style. And these are people who pretty much try to, you know, they're not comfortable with closeness. And I think that these are some things that you could really look at when you're talking to somebody and when you're getting to know someone. You can kind of get a feel for the type of person that they are. And as Lai Ming was talking about earlier, he definitely seems like someone that's a bit more secure because he knows what he wants. And it's, as you mentioned, a joint venture where you can talk to someone and you're looking for success.
Yeah.
So I think it's just, you know, important to know what type of person that you're getting involved in. And if it's an avoidant type, try to find out why, and if they're not willing to, then it may be a good idea to let this person go.
I think you make a good point. It is essential to find out what kind of person you're dating. Sometimes we sort of take it for granted that we want this joint venture to succeed. But actually, depending on what age or the personality of the people you're dating, sometimes they just want to have fun at this point in their lives. And who knows? What if they're dating exactly the same people, the same type of people? And then the two people can maybe have a good time enjoying this part of their life together for a moment. Even just for a brief moment, that's fine too. Mm. But I think what matters is that whatever they want is communicated enough. I think of a relationship as a tango, and you don't want to step on the foot of someone that you're dancing with, and you don't also want to drag them along with you. So what really is important is to sort of facilitate a good communication between the two. And if it doesn't work out, then maybe, well, we should just find a different a dancing partner.
Okay, you make it sound really logical and you make a lot of sense, Lai Ming. But unfortunately, out in this brutal dating world out there, some people even call it a market, it's almost like these people are cattle that's being compared. And if those two can mate and those, yeah, let's not go down that road. But the problem is, in real life, not everybody's like wearing that card or the title on their heads that's... I'm not looking for a long-term thing, or I have commitment issues, or whatever that is. And more often than not, it just gets really messy, and then there's a lot of guessing, because sometimes the guy just wants to be the good guy and not say it. And sometimes it's like, or, you know, the person just simply don't feel comfortable, or I don't know what goes on in their minds, and they're just... giving you the mixed signals, and then there's just the guessing, the trying to figure it out, and broken hearts, because, well, sometimes if your level of intimacy and your level of commitment or your demand and desire for it is completely different and you don't match, then it's probably not a good match.
And that's why I think chemistry is very important. Chemistry meaning that both people have a similar like energy. And I think if both people are looking for the same thing, you will attract, and it'll be very clear and apparent that that you both want the same thing. And I think that's where people say when you meet the right person, you know, and you know things end up working out. And I think it's because both of you are on the same page, same wavelength, and it's a lot easier. But when you meet someone who's not, sometimes you fight with yourself and you want to believe that it's a possibility. But I think we know when we meet people that maybe this person has a different agenda.
In the meantime, before they appear, I suppose what's important is to be a good person and know yourself very clearly. What exactly do you want in a relationship and where you are in life? Be a strong man or woman. Yeah. And before that, I mean, there's nothing else you can do.
Yeah, and I just feel most of us are sort of just struggling and falling over and sort of making our way with the feet and the hands and trying to find out where to go, how to go, how to climb this hill and go down this hill, so to speak. And I just have one last question about this, because it just sounds like there's a lot of communication that needs to happen. And yeah, because sometimes reading the signals gets you nowhere. And in Chinese pop culture and also online culture, there is this saying that 谁先说我爱你就输了, or whoever that's saying that I love you, or saying that, hey, where is this going, kind of thing. So checking our relationship status loses. I mean, so in terms of communication, how do you go about it?
I think there's certain traits that you have to look for. And for example, like consistency, availability, reliability, responsiveness, and predictability. If someone is very predictable and you know what they're going to do and they're consistent, it gives you a sense of comfort, because you know this person and you know they're reliable, and so there's this trust that builds up between you two. So I think that's definitely something that people who don't have a really, you know, a strong closeness, they don't have these elements. So I think there's just qualities that you have to look for in a person where it feels right.
Well, I think it's okay for you to bare your souls, as long as you are strong enough, you know what you want, and you realize that it's okay that this doesn't work out, and you'll eventually find someone. There's never just one guy or just one girl for you.
Oh, interesting. But certainly I think part of growing up is, you know, who hasn't gotten their heart hurt a little? And maybe to your surprise, that it just sort of grows back, sometimes with a scar, but it's fine. we can move on. You're listening to Roundtable.